Mobile City Councilman John Williams joining us in studio. Thanks for coming in. I'm going to get you close to that mic. Yeah, get
Thank you very much, Sean. It's a great day in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, there you go. That's a it's a rainy day in Mobile. But I want to ask about this. There's I guess it was Tuesday, probably halfway through the first hour of my midday show. I got a note here with the 10 budget amendments that were made. I want to kind of, before we go into all the details on that, can you describe that process to us? When the budgeting, does the mayor produce a budget and then hand it to y'all and you look at it, or how does that, give us a little civics lesson.
Oh, that's a great time to do this, I think, because it is the mayor's responsibility to produce a budget.
Okay.
He does that through his directors. It's right. Fairly simple.
This
You're supposed to go back to zero and determine what your mission is and right. how much it's going to take to do that and how many people you need and equipment. And you develop this budget. And on by law, he's supposed to give that to us on September 20th.
Okay.
He did that.
Okay.
And it's then
so
ours.
Now y'all, all seven of y'all have a copy
then
of
it,
that
yes,
budget.
Then it is the city council's budget to determine whether or not the priorities of the council are met. So okay. the mayor's already illustrated his priorities by presenting a budget to us. Now it's our turn. And we had some differences. And we asked the mayor to attend a committee meeting. We had to have a hearing. Yeah. We had the hearing.
Okay.
Not many people came. Okay. A few people talking about being cut, unknown to them, on September 20th. I mean, no notice. And they're about to start their next fiscal year in October. And they got no notice of a 10% cut. That was all the performance contractors.
Okay.
Who
right.
we already cut from $10 million to about $4 million mm-hmm. Several years ago.
Yeah, right.
It was a monumental thing.
In the first term of Mayor Simpson.
That. We did that. That was the council who made those cuts. The mayor didn't make those cuts. We had to go back and look at it. No. He didn't make the cuts. He was going to give the money to the foundation, the Mobile Community Foundation,
right.
for their distribution or United Way. I can't remember what it was, but they decided not to do that, handed it to us. We had to make the cuts.
Okay.
And Joel Daves and LaVon Manzi at that time got together and worked very hard and worked with us individually to get to that point. So okay. let's just say that we're here now.
All right, you're right.
So the performance contracts have been cut. The performance contracts have been cut 10%, and they don't know it. And I'm talking about Penelope House. I'm talking about ladies that have nowhere else to go. And it wasn't their decision to call Penelope House. They get picked up by the sheriff's department.
Sure.
Because they're getting beat up, and their family is there getting beat up. And they have a dangerous situation. And we have decided to cut them 10% without telling them.
Okay. What is protocol in the past? And you say, because we're big supporters of Penelope House, but they're not the only one in this, and I want to go through this. Because in the past, when a cut was coming, when y'all did the cut for the performance contracts back during the first term of Mayor Stimson, you just told us you did you tell those organizations that they would be cut?
It was
how
a
much?
Long process. Yeah, we came in and we said, look, we had
sit down with me,
meetings.
Whatever group it is. Here's what's coming.
Multiple meetings, and we said, "Look, we're going to make some cuts."
Okay.
And we talked to each one of them. We let each one of them plead their cases. We took all their paperwork that was given to the administration during that budget process and looked it over.
Right.
And we told them, there's going to be some cuts."
Okay.
And we did that. And I think
I'm just trying to establish a precedent there.
We make changes all the time. Now, what we can't make changes to is revenue. We can't decide that there's going to be more revenue
right.
in this area and less in that area.
Sure,
that's not
it.
Our job. Our job is about spending
and
whether or not that's adequate. And we told the mayor, take it back. The mayor wasn't there. The mayor was invited to the city council meeting, a committee meeting for the budget, and for whatever reason,
and
couldn't make it.
And this would have been sometime post-September 20th.
This was just a week ago in 2 days.
Yeah, post-September, because y'all got the budget on September. You got the budget.
That's right.
Yeah.
So post-September 20th, that's
mm-hmm.
correct. And when it was our job to then pass the budget. So we told him, we told his representation, Mr. Wesch and Mr. Woods, the lawyer for the city, that we were going to restore the library's funding, that unanimously among the council, with one exception, Mr. Daves, that we were going to restore performance contracts. Let me go down this. Yeah. We were going to give $152,000 to the HBCU football game, mm-hmm. which is an unbelievable event, mm-hmm. and was yes. just this past weekend, fantastic, mm-hmm. maybe better than any other single day event we have. And we were also going to do some work with, or some restoration with Connie Hudson Senior Center, with VIA, mm-hmm. And we wanted to give Public Works employees a raise, not incentive. We wanted to give them a raise.
Well, the mayor said yesterday that they had already.
That's not absolutely not true. Absolutely 100% not true.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're up against a news break because I want to come back. We'll play the comment yesterday from the mayor and have you respond yeah. to it. We'll play both side by side. And I want to ask you, you know, a couple other things. So we can go work through the performance contracts. We can also, got to talk about money for LAD in this mix. We got to talk about some of the issues here with the Gulf Quest. Does this mean that we're going to have the feds coming in and we're going to have to cough up the money for the portion that was grant money from the federal government for Gulf Quest? All right, you can do that.
Well, okay, cities all over the nation are being sued by the federal government. It's just, we don't want to go down that road, do we?
All right, coming right back. All right, 820 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Good to have Mobile City Councilman John Williams in studio here with us. A packed house, that's a good thing, as we have a lot to talk about here. That on Tuesday, an amended budget signed off on by the City Council, 10 budget amendments in there. And how common is it, Councilman Williams, for a budget that y'all get to come through with no edits? Is that normal, or is it normally
never in the 12 years I've been on the council has there ever been a budget that has been passed without amendments, without multiple amendments, and generally secret amendments within the council? There would always be
secret
factions.
Amendments.
Oh yeah, there'd be people have things coming out of nowhere and deciding that we're going to change it here and change it there. It got changed in the meeting. The difference this year is this council worked together and achieved 6 votes in favor of every single amendment. And Mr. Daves is in France. He's the chairman of the Finance Committee. He knew when the budget was due. And I don't know why he's in France, but he's in France. And, mm-hmm. and I hope he's enjoying himself. But that's not here or there. The reason it was a unanimous 6-0 vote is because he was gone.
Do you think the public would be surprised to hear that there's something positive coming out of something attached to City Council? Because it seems that we just hear contention every time there's a disagreement.
Well, this is amazing. And look, we didn't get there in one day. We didn't get there in one day. We all started with what we thought should change. And went day by day, lots of hours of this council working together, we achieved the agreement on 10 amendments. We could have had more. We could have. We chose not to. We wanted to stay focused on those things that were important to the people of Mobile.
All right. And one of these things we're talking about, because I want to get, this kind of blends between two. The performance contracts, and I could go back and play the audio, but we can check it out on the podcast. The Mayor Stimson said, you know, he has nothing against any of these charities. They're doing great works here in the city. He said, but our number, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't have that, but the number one job that has to be done by the city is public safety and basic services.
Oh, that's just a great way to do it every time. Sean, I could answer every one of your questions by saying police and fire. Mm-hmm. We got to do police and fire. We can't do...
Do you disagree?
We can't
with that?
Do senior centers because of police and fire. We can't have any after-hours meetings because of police and fire. And everybody would agree that you just can't... Let's just say this. Was every one of those performance contracts that got cut 10% deserving of a 10% cut? Was that justified? Was it justified that Penelope House got cut 10%? Were they not doing something that the mayor said, you know what, they don't deserve that money, but my communications office needs over $250,000 raise? That's my contention here.
Okay.
Because see, this is not about the funding sources. We'll get back to those, the ones we used. You had room to do $225,000 plus. It's really about $280,000. But for a communications office that was already funded at $600,000.
Right.
Okay, we're almost giving $1 million to his communications office when we could not see anywhere in the budget where we could get $155,000.
With these cuts happening to these organizations that you'll go over in a second, how does that impact the community with those cuts slashing into programs that so many people depend on?
I said it, you know, it's when I think of Penelope House, I think of a battered woman. And I use that as an example because we cannot ignore it. We can put all the ones together and say, oh, well, maybe that's okay to do a 10% across the board. No, each department needs to be evaluated each year in the budget. Each performance contracts individually need to be measured according to their performance and what it
so
is.
It's not that a one-size-fits-all.
That's absolutely right. You can't do 10% across the board. There's no way.
Okay, well, I want to talk about it. As we're, listen, you're going to get people say these groups do good work for the city. I don't think, you know, we need to have a discussion about whether people agree with them doing good work for the city. But you mentioned funding, and this is part of the questions I asked the mayor yesterday. I'm going to get your response to this. As we mentioned funding for employees of the city, and you had mentioned the public works employees, the mayor, after seeing the budget amendment, said on Twitter, Mayor Simpson said, "We are pleased that the council chose to support the administration's decision to improve the pay of our public works employees. While the council claimed credit for the 5% raise, the fact is the administration proposed an increase of more than $800,000 to go towards pay increases." Now, Councilman Williams, you said that was false.
They proposed an incentive program.
Okay.
An incentive program is if you come to work, we'll pay you more. If you do a good job, we'll pay you more.
Uh-huh.
If your boss is happy with you, you get more money.
Yeah, okay.
A raise is completely different. Now this discussion is not about, you asked the question, did he present a raise?
Right.
He presented an incentive program,
okay, so
not to us. Not this is Friday before the finance committee meeting.
Okay.
Friday before the committee meeting, he presented to the personnel board, not to us. He didn't bring it to us and say, "This is what I'm going to present to the personnel board."
This didn't come in that. So this one, this
he
was like
threw
an
it
addendum.
To the personnel board.
Wait, just help me here. This was like an addendum to the budget, or
no, it was hidden somewhere in the budget. We had to ask where it was.
Okay, it was in.
It was budgeted.
Okay.
There was, and I can get you an exact amount: 800,000, okay. 800 something,
uh-huh.
and change here. It was an incentive program.
Okay.
There's a difference between
it was not
giving
guaranteed
me 25
money.
Every once in a while, not
right.
guaranteed,
okay.
and giving me a 5% raise. There is a completely different issue. Now, let's realize that, you know, we're being said that we, you know, or it's been said about us that we weren't transparent. The fact is, I laid out everything I did personally at the end of the finance committee meeting. Every single thing that we were going to do, and asked the administration to identify funding sources.
Right.
They didn't do so by Wednesday, so we sent a note out. We formed up a letter, and we sent it out on Thursday. We didn't hear anything until – we didn't hear anything at all. So we had no choice but to identify the funding sources that we saw that were available.
Okay, so this was back to – because I didn't exactly follow when the mayor was saying that he was saying his department had sent you everything you asked for.
I'm going to tell you what. This administration this year gave us more information – concerning questions that we had, breakdown of salaries, breakdown of who's where and what's going on. They gave us the amount of money that was going to be in the Public Works incentive program,
okay.
by department. They gave us information. Now, it was when it got down to a critical time and we needed to act, we needed to fund these things that were our priorities, and we asked for a funding source that we got crickets.
Okay.
We got crickets for a week, 7 days. They had 6 months of working on this budget. They knew about it. No, it was the month. They didn't tell us anything up until August 20th.
Okay.
That's August 20th when everybody found out that they were being cut or not cut or what was being funded. It was complete secrecy up to that point.
Okay, but so it was those
in the last 30 days.
We're going to run out of time, but that's the performance contract people found out they were being cut August 20th.
Yes, and that's when the council found out that the budget was what it was.
All right, so I got to talk, we've got like 3 minutes here.
I
got to talk Gulf Quest. We got to talk Gulf Quest. Okay. So what happened with the move of money there in Gulf Quest? What is not being funded? What is being funded?
There was 9 city employees at the tune of $496,000.
Okay.
It's $1 million budget. Okay. The city's still putting $500,000 into that facility.
Okay, so for operations, $500,000.
Yes,
coming, and where's the rest of the money coming from?
No. This was had $1 million budget. We're only taking $496,000 of it.
So you're taking half of the budget of Gulf Quest.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, and it wasn't we want to take it that we want to shut down Gulf Quest or we want to shut down the IT, but those two subjects needed to be heard. And they're being heard right now.
Yeah, the Gulf Quest thing, though, to me, it seems like it has more to it. I've talked about this on the air since Gulf Quest was started, that when we signed on for the, it was like, you know, I knew the story when the floating dock went in on the Mobile River, and I'm happy that's good, and everybody was excited, but I was the party pooper who said, this is because it's a line item in a federal grant to live up to the federal grant.
Well, we're still not living up to a federal grant. We're not living up to a federal grant.
Well, but let's talk about this, but if Gulf Quest closes, I don't have the stuff.
We're not going to close. We're giving them $500,000, Sean. You're trying to make a point, but the point needs to be maybe 3 minutes. That thing's not going to close down.
Okay, so your belief is, that's a red herring. That's not a true thing. The Gulf Quest will not close down because of the cut.
If they can't live on $500,000, Sean, then I'm not sure we need to have a whole nother discussion there.
Okay, and that's fine. I'm just trying to understand
because $1 million budget.
If it closes down, we do have to pay the feds back.
No, right? Well, I don't know about that now. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm going to say that I take my chances. We are not in compliance. We're supposed to have a skeleton crew there. We had $496,000 in salary going there.
Okay.
I think I can run the thing by myself, and I'll do it for $150,000.
I know we're tight on time.
And I'll get volunteers out.
What's next then? What's next for city council?
The mayor needs to either sign. He has 10 days from the day we made our decision. He's got 10 days to either put it into action or veto or come back to us and offer some amendments, other funding sources, just like I asked him to. And I ask anybody, it's public record, go back to the finance committee meeting, find out that the mayor wasn't there first. Number two, that they asked to leave before it was over. And that I said, I want your help. Please tell us.
All right, Councilman Williams, we appreciate you coming in. And if people have specific questions on any of these different 10 budget items, contact you directly or...
Absolutely.
Okay.
You've
always been good about that.
I've got two numbers.
Yeah.
208-7334. My secretary that serves three other council members can type faster than you can talk. That's the best way to reach me. It's 208-7334.
A talented woman.
All right. Councilman John Williams, thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's an awesome day.
Yeah, 830 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back. We'll check news and Dr. Bill's forecast and then talk to Rob Holbert.